welcome back to another episode of the Sword and Sign Podcast, a show dedicated to RPGs, JRPGs, and MMORPGs. I'm your host, Ryan. I have Trung in the co-seat like always. And tonight's episode is going to be a fall edition episode. But before we get to talking about what we love about fall, what we love playing during fall, Trung, what's up, man? Welcome back to the digital studio.
Man, it's great to be here.
I feel like you say that all the time. It's very suspicious that you say it all the time. And like,
I think you're just paranoid.
The same way.
There's nothing wrong with people enjoying your company.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I'll take that. I'll take that. But anything new besides what you were saying before the show?
Oh, okay. I guess I'll air my laundry here too. My father called me and I've been estranged from him for like 10 years. So that was exciting.
That's almost as long as it took for Kingdom Hearts 3 to come out.
It's about the same, actually.
And what disappointed you more, if I can ask that? Was it Kingdom Hearts 3 or was it your dad reaching out to you?
I mean, that's a tough one. I think...
holy fuck.
That's a tough one.
You don't have to answer that.
No, I won't. I definitely won't. Don't worry.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, I don't know. That's about it. The most exciting my days have been so far. So.
I don't know how you taught that. same old with me. You know, just living. The puppy is still a demon. He gets cuter every day, though. So there's that. Just hanging out. Looking forward to every episode we do. Without further ado, let's get into some of the Sword and Sign news. The funny thing is, this was newsworthy a week ago. because Trung was held hostage by his sister. Thank you, yes. Trung's sister, for that. But anyway, we have a release date for Monster Hunter Rise. I've been talking about this, you know, almost every episode. Just like, I can't wait for, you know, another Monster Hunter game to be ported to PC. Because that's like the perfect party multiplayer game, you know? Like, they really nail it down. And it's going to be released in January 12th, 2022. So not too far away. And also, New World is out. And it gets... God, depending on my feed, it gets like 10 articles a day. And they're always... They're either, you know, how to be the best at the game, completely shitting on the game, or... Shroud said this about New World, and it's like, Jesus fuck, there's like five different Shroud articles every fucking day in my newsfeed. And I have a Google Pixel, so when you like swipe to the left, it has like a Google newsfeed, and it's like all about like game stuff and stocks for me, because like that's what I look at. And like, I swear, dude, I see Shroud like literally 5 to 10 times a day on there. But it's out. We weren't really fans, due to Ogle, you know, friend and guest of the show who was a inside tester when they weren't even allowed to be talking about it. Guess what? He's playing it. So much for his word. So now it's piqued my interest. It looks pretty good. There's people in the Sword and Slime community that are actually playing it now. Graven's one of them. He says he loves it. Of course there's issues, but what new MMO doesn't? And I think it'll be worth playing. It's cool, you know, in the MMO community, the coolest thing about it is when hyped MMOs are launched. Kind of like, you know, in Final Fantasy community, when a hyped expansion is about to, you know, be released and everyone comes back to play, the ones who are not playing catch up. It's cool to see that. It's cool to see that there's still people excited to play an MMO, depending, you know, regardless of the the finished product. Or the product that's been released so far.
Right.
But yeah, it's out. It's cool. I'm going to definitely play it. I know Alan from, you know, rest in peace, Couch Cat. He's already playing it. And a couple others. Also, Xbox Game Pass. October is a big month for the Game Pass. And if you're like me and you redeemed the coupon for like a dollar way back when, well, you're fucked. Because this is when we should have used it, everyone. Because we're getting Back for Blood. We're getting Age of Empires. Scarlet Nexus just got added to the Game Pass. And earlier this week, the newest Battlefield had a beta. And if you had the X Pass, you could have got in early because it counts as EA Play. So that's actually why I got it. Me and Ben, of course, a guest in front of the show, we snagged the X Pass to get into Battlefield early. So yeah, big month for X Pass. Definitely look into it. I got the PC version for $9, or it's $10. So definitely worth it. And then also Trung last week did a blog post on a new game he's playing, and he'll definitely discuss that. What's the game's name, Trung? Because I doubt anyone's heard of it.
Astria Ascending.
And that's on the Game Pass, actually. I saw that.
How funny.
Yeah, real funny. Yeah, just a side scroller JRPG with a large party sort of deal.
Yeah, it's an 8-man party side scroller with a little bit of platforming.
So like Octopath almost.
Yeah, but there's platforming, which is kind of weird. It's more like Indivisible or whatever the game is called, Indivision.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. All right. And that's it for news for now. Of course, there's gonna be more stuff happening. October again is a busy month. And we'll definitely be telling you weeks later about it. So you can thank us later. Literally. Let's move on to what we've been playing. So I played, my subscription just ended. So I played Final Fantasy 14 and I wanted to get enough done within the first renewal of the subscription. So I beat the level 50 MSQ. I beat Leviathan. I'm a samurai. And it was all my fault for not being a samurai earlier. I thought it was like expansion locked, like a retard. And I messed it up, dude. I messed it up completely.
Sorry, you figure it out.
And that's my fault. Yeah, actually people in the all chat helped me. So really nice community. But yeah, I beat the level 50 MSQ and I'm probably like a string of quests away from the first expansion. But the sub's out, and I wanted to rotate into the X Pass because I'm not about to pay two subs at once. You know what I mean? I'll come back to it. And then I played briefly Prison Architect with Ben. It's co-op prison builder. It's an old game, very fun. We don't really know what we're doing, so we'll see how long that lasts. But we did it. We played it on a whim because it's literally like a 1 minute download. Also, still continuing to play .hackGU. I'm knee deep in the arena story arc. I'm pretty much about to fight Endurance, so that's pretty sweet. And then, because of I got the X Pass for Battlefield, I played the Battlefield Open Beta and the early access to that beta through the X Pass. Pretty crazy. Essentially everything you need to know about it's online. There's a billion YouTube videos on it, just like New World, like, you know, all these game journalists and shit. You'll see about it. I think it's definitely a work in progress, but the main thing to, you know, the takeaway from my point of view is that the beta is old. Like they said, it's, you know, months and months old. It's not even the current like branch of the game. So don't lose your mind over it. But it seems pretty promising. And I'm also playing Empires of Sin. That is a, like, I don't know. It's a strategy game. It's mafia based. So you pick your mafia boss and there's like neighborhoods chopped up. And essentially you're trying to gain control of each neighborhood. And there's rival bosses, there's rival minor factions. And you're competing for businesses, you're competing, or you're trying to stay, you know, either bribing the police or like staying under cover so they don't, you know, bust down, because they'll come to your establishment if there's enough suspicion and roughhouse you or like take people. Like there's events that spark from it. But yeah, essentially you're a mafia boss. You build a party of up to 10 and then like you run around a map. Combat's like XCOM, so turn-based, cover-based, but dumbed down, like very dumbed down, not really RNG like XCOM can be. But I find like when this game came out, it was a huge disappointment to everyone. I find it just easy and enjoyable. Like it's kind of addicting, Trung, to sit in a neighborhood and start wiping out everyone around you. And and slowly, because the buildings change to your color, because it's got like that grayscale thing going on. So like seeing my building, I'm green. So seeing my buildings turn green slowly, and I'm like, yeah, everyone's dead.
It's like an oddly satisfying thing to see, all the territories come under your control, right?
Yeah, it's like Far Cry 3, but not having to actually play Far Cry 3, you know, like with all the outposts. So like that's what it feels like. It feels great. that's another thing. Far Cry 6 is out, everyone. And again, you'll see it all online. Like no one likes that game. It's a disappointment, apparently. It's been a big week of disappointments for the general public, I guess you could say. I also have Medieval Dynasty lined up from the X Pass, which is it was an early access game where it's in the medieval area or era, and you build your own village up, and you it's kind of like Terraria and stuff, where you attract villagers to your settlement and assign them jobs like blacksmithing and stuff like that. And you age, like your character ages, and essentially your village ages. So, and that's where the dynasty comes in. Like if you go, like if you set your family up, like in Crusader Kings almost, you'll play as like your son or something like that. I'm pretty sure, but I have it downloaded and ready to go. And then for my final thing, because holy shit, Sam, my wife and I were just playing Boss Monster. It's a card game. It's a dungeon building card game. So like each player has five cards in their dungeon rooms, and then you have a dungeon boss and their spell cards. And then kind of like an AI deck, you have heroes and epic heroes, and you flip two heroes per turn, or how many heroes there are in, or players are in the game. And each card has like a type. So like mage, fighter, thief, whatever. Priest or no cleric. And so if like I have two cleric cards as rooms and Sam has one, the hero comes to my dungeon and then they take damage per room. And if they die, they're a soul and you need 10 souls to win. If they make it through all my rooms, I get wounds and they have wounds on their card. Say like there's two drops of blood. That's the symbol. I take two damage and you need 5 damage overall to lose. So it's really cool. Especially if like, you're an old gamer fan who loves dungeons and all the dungeon simulators. It's that in card form that you can play with 2 to 4 players. So, and the art is 8-bit on the cards. So it's really awesome. And it fits in with like all the early access freaking simulators or like little games that are out there. So it's really neat. I had a lot of fun with it. Sam won just now. So if I sound sad during this episode, it's because I can't get over it. But yeah, Trung, what have you been playing?
I have been playing Final Fantasy 14.
All right, episode over. See you later.
And then Astra Ascending, as was written in the blog.
It was a good blog.
It's still pretty fun. I'm at that point where I just like sit there and grind for levels and points and stuff. Yeah. Which is very early on in the game, but I like that stuff. You know, MapleStory player, MapleStory addict. Yeah, so
that's literally .hack GU. Like you fucking grind levels. It's like what the fuck.
So that's nothing new to me. And I'm gonna be playing Pokemon Ultra Sun and Moon again. I never finished that game, so I figured I should probably try to do that. I played a little bit of Monster Hunter Stories because it's a bunch of new content.
Oh really?
Yeah, they actually have like free content updates that add new monsters, which is pretty cool. It's kind of like how they do it in the base Monster Hunter games like Rise, where they add new monsters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, and it's a single player game. Well, it's a single player game with the co-op option. And they added one of the raid bosses in Monster Hunter World called Taroth. It's like Golden Dragon. They added that to Stories, but you have to play it multiplayer, and I don't have any friends.
That's kind of lame. So. Don't you hate when they do that? Like,
yeah,
not every type of player can get it. It's like, damn,
I'm freaking introverted. Okay, like, don't make me socialize with people, please.
And Nintendo sucks online. Like, it sucks. And that's like, yeah. not to cut you off or anything, but like the old Pokemon games, right? Like you can only get certain Pokemon for like trading through the trade centers online, like when you connected. And yeah. It was like a bitch and a half to get that to work or even like to do it. So it's like, you know, I guess I won't get that Pokemon ever in my life.
It's fine. I guess I'll just not finish my Pokedex like I'm supposed to.
Yeah, now you can't. In Rise, you can't finish your monster encyclopedia.
Well, yeah, those two, and I think that's really just it. I don't really try not to play too many games. I try to just focus on the one primary game and then whatever else when I'm not sitting at the computer.
Yeah, I was real good at that last episode, remember? I was like, yeah, I nixed all this. And then Game Pass happened, and it's like, oh, fuck. Like, this didn't work. Like, I want to play Scarlet Nexus, man. And it's like, am I going to get to it? Because last time I said I'd get to a lot of things. And I'm not moving this time. Like, I don't have an excuse, you know? So,
right.
Did you stop playing Kingdom Hearts? Because didn't you restart that?
I did. And then the kids got bored of watching it. So I was like, okay, I guess just put it aside for now.
It's like you're saving grace. It's like, oh, well, you know.
Yeah. Because they're usually like pretty into watching me play games for some reason. Rather than them just playing it themselves.
Well, you're like an in-house YouTuber. So
yeah,
they don't need to buy premium to get no ads. They just gotta sit on the couch.
No, I still have ads for them. I sometimes like go off a tangent and be like, "Have you guys heard of Sword and Sign podcast?" God,
that's fucking perfect. that's funny. Yeah, that's exactly what we need to do. And shout out to Catchy, one of our friends and fans who's literally has the Sword and Slime, like ad in their Discord about me. So shout out to Catchy for that. You're doing God's work.
I think that's it. We can move on.
Holy shit. 20 minutes later, let's talk about fall, everyone.
Hell yeah.
Fall, the leaves turn brown, and that's the episode. See you later.
just like the leaves, I fall.
Yeah. Fall comes, return to the earth. so I have this kind of chopped up to like, let's start with MMOs, just because MMOs generally have like their seasonal events.
Right.
And I think you would definitely agree. Some MMOs that won active ones and then from the past have done really cool, or at least just have done a fall event. Right.
Right.
And of course I want to get out of the way. Final Fantasy 14. They have their seasonal event. I think it's about to kick off or is kicking off. I feel like they have an event like every day, but
yeah, they never not have an event, I think. So
yeah,
it should be a Halloween one soon.
Yeah. And that's when they changed the cosmetics of the town. So, I remember seeing it in Gridania the last time I played it, cause I played it during October. So, shout out to that. I just think when games do events, it shows they kind of care about the community. So, that's cool. And then, Trung, I had to bring it up from the past. MapleStory used to do seasonal events.
Oh yes, the freaking, you gotta kill the turkeys, get some turkey legs, and then the Halloween stuff, of course.
Yep. And it was funny because now, like living in Virginia, I can actually appreciate that. But when we were in Florida, it's like every day was summer. It didn't matter. Like fall for us was like 78 degrees or something, or like 82.
I don't recall the leaves ever turning brown. I just know they died.
Yeah.
Like they just randomly disappeared off the trees in one day.
Yeah. That doesn't happen. So like, you don't really appreciate that shit. And then you're like, oh, it makes sense. and then also a game that Ben and I played, Rift, is an MMO or was an MMO. And they like Rift was already a dark game. Like the world was already dark. So they had Halloween events and it was just like creepy, like actual creepy Halloween. So that was cool. I remember Guild Wars 2. They have Halloween events and I played through one of them on the year it released. And they just announced their Halloween event starting or about to start. So if you play Guild Wars 2 or you might want to play Guild Wars 2, the event's starting. But those are really like MMO-wise that we've like came in contact with. That's all I can really think about. It'd be interesting to see if New World had an event planned, but I think they're so fucked with their launch that it's probably not gonna be a thing.
Yeah, seems to be very busy right now, so I doubt they'll do anything right now.
Yeah, but with those graphics, it would be cool it'd be cool to see like a town turn into, you know, like the Halloween cosmetics, like the because they have like really cool like bloom with their light effects there. So like the lanterns would be like a dark shade of orange. Like I can imagine it in my head. That'd be pretty sweet. But yeah. So then now, you know, games in general that have like implemented something, or it's in the game mechanic, or like just part of the game that, you know, deals with the seasons, you know, a bunch of simulation games out there and stuff like that. I'm going to kick off with CSGO. Back in the day when CSGO released, they had ghost chickens. So like chickens with like a little blanket on top of them, or a sheet. And it was hilarious. That's like one of the early moments of CSGO and like just Halloween with that game. I loved it. I loved shooting them. It was so funny, especially in like cool down time. And then another game, my time in Portilla. You know, I used to call it Portia, dude. My time in Portia, but my time in Portilla, it's, you know, it's a game like Stardew Valley or you know, even Terraria kind of has like seasons or biomes at least that mimic seasons, but it's a very seasonal game. So more akin to Stardew Valley, where there's events in game. It's a single player simulation slash RPG adventure, but they do a really good, like, it's a janky ass game. Okay, I don't really care what anyone says, but I enjoyed the hell out of it. I wrote multiple articles on it back in CCG's day. But there's a season for, or there's an event for everything, dude. And one of the first events is the Halloween event, besides like welcoming you to town event. So like, it's really cool. Like the town changes like decorations. There's an event. It's bugged. Like it's actually broken. You can't do the event, but there's an event where you go into like, you like build up this cave as a haunted cave. But when you go in there, it like glitches out all the NPCs, because you can take a date with you, because there's dating in that game, because eventually you can marry and, you know, expand your farm, whatever. But it's glitched. You can't actually do it. But it's cool to see the game transform like that per event. And that's the same thing with Stardew Valley. Like they do it well. They do, you know, their seasonal events. It changes. Both of these games change the aesthetics of the game. And in some instances, they add quests, like in Portilla, even Stardew Valley has some. So like the NPCs will interact with you differently. And then there's certain quests that you can do in a limited time to get like cosmetic items or like stuff to put in your house, you know, stuff like that, to earn currency for like whatever event is going on for that season. So those two games, definitely recommend playing during this time. I definitely would if I didn't have X Pass and ruined my gaming schedule forever, but or at least for a month. But those are like my heavy hitters. Of course, Trung, you can definitely agree with this. Phasmophobia definitely gets in the mood. We'll get you in the mood.
It's a ghost hunting game, spooky and stuff, you know?
Yeah, super spooky. We have tons of videos under Couch Cats YouTube that Trung edited. Very fun to play with friends. Very scary now with the updates, especially the audio updates. And you die more. There's more risk in this game. And so you can't just hide in a closet and chill for the rest of your days. So
yeah, they definitely amped up the AI to be a lot smarter now.
Yeah. Yeah. Alan died from Couch Cat. So like he played with us and it followed us into... It's the one story with the basement house where like you can go right through the living room and there's a bedroom with the bathroom and the closet. It followed us all the way into that back room and killed him. It was so funny.
Damn.
Yeah. And it was his first time playing since like three updates ago. So it was really funny. All the new audio, the breathing, the stomping, but definitely one on my list. And another game like it, Ghost Hunter Core, or another one that will scare the shit out of you. More janky than Phasmo, but with better map designs right now. That's like the current state. It's just super janky. So janky that Trung refunded it and then didn't tell me and Ben. So now me and Ben have this game.
I mean, I told you now.
Yeah, what the fuck? Now you haunt me. Another game I want to keep a lookout, like that's ghostly, is Obsidio. Is that Nuzgard guy plays it, Drung, that you like pointed me to?
Yeah.
And the ghost interactions, like, it's another game. Like, he's updating how the ghosts look. Because I think all these games don't really give a fuck about it, but that's like 50% of the scare for you, is how they look. So the ghost interactions are sick. Like, stuff floats, like a cutter, you know, cutlery and all the stuff in the kitchen will float. There's like flies or locusts, like blood spills onto the walls and stuff, or like paintings will like float through the hall and like there's like over 100 type of like interactions the ghosts can like interact with you. The downside, I think there's only one map, and again, the ghosts are really weird looking. They don't have like animations, so like they just kind of it's a model that floats, or however they like, you know, transport. But
this T-pose on you.
Yeah, they T-pose on you. But I think, because it's like $11, I think I'm going to get it eventually, just because of the interactions are so cool. And if they just fixed everything else, you know, it's like, I say this all the time, like these games like Phasmophobia, Obsidio, Ghost Hunter, if they all just like meshed together, it'd be the best, like almost a triple A ghost experience. But most of these games really only focus on like the ghost models or the map design or the tool or like the tools or how to actually interact with the ghosts and stuff like that. Like they all focus on different aspects, but it's never a complete package, unfortunately. So that's my rant, but yeah. So Graveyard Keeper is another one. The whole aesthetic is freaking fall, man. And the whole like storyline is Halloween-ish, or at least it fits Halloween. So definitely Graveyard Keeper, another Stardew Valley, but more grindy, and you'll probably quit the game like after 10 hours, because that's what I did. I realized I wasn't getting nowhere.
Damn.
Yeah. What would I want to say? Oh, Colony Sims with seasons. So like RimWorld, you'll see all seasons. Going Medieval, which is an early access, you'll see all seasons. I made it through winter, or no, I'm about to make it through winter, but I uninstalled it because it's early access, because I need to get that shit off my list. Stone Hearth is another one. So basically any colony sim, even Banished, stuff like that, you'll see seasons. So it's cool to play those games, but you know, it's at accelerated time. So you'll see fall for like, you know, 10 minutes in game or something, right? Like, RimWorld, it feels like forever. Like RimWorld, it's like hours of seasons, but most of those games, it's not. But yeah, do you have any, before moving on to like other forms of media, but like, do you have any like games in general that you think of?
I mean, Costume Quest is the Halloween game, Halloween RPG game, right?
1 and 2, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm surprised you didn't really talk about Valheim. They have seasons in that game.
I totally forgot. Well, it's kind of like a sim, right? I mean...
Yeah, it's kind of like a sim, but they definitely do have seasons in that game, so that's not really got to add to this list.
And I want to say like Kingdom Hearts, like the
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that world.
Yeah.
And then also Terraria is actually having like a pumpkin contest, and they also add stuff for Halloween. That's another shout out. You'll see it in Steam. If you have Steam in the news section of like your library, you see a lot of games announcing like Halloween themed stuff. So that's really cool to see. And I forgot to talk. I forgot to talk about this, but Steam Next was going on last week. So it was like, you know, almost like the fall season, or the fall season's here, and then a bunch of indie games are getting demos and stuff. So that's really cool. Steam's a good source of finding out what games are doing what. But yeah, I have some other forms of media that they're not mandatory, but like I get into during this time. And that includes like a comic book. I have the collection of I Love Halloween. Remember that trunk from like Tokyo Pop?
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to.
Pretty old.
Yeah. We used to see that all the time in like Borders at the mall, Tyrone Square Mall. So I have the actual like hardcover of I Love Halloween. super fall, super Halloweenish. The art style is amazing. And I like to reread it every Halloween. I also have Johnny the Homicidal Maniac in that his collection, which is the guy who created Johnny Vasquez, the guy who created Zim, Invader Zim. So he's very Halloween-esque, like one of the perfect comics for it. And then we went to a local comic store. That's where I got that Dungeon Boss card game. It's called Middle West. The story is by the dude who does Deadpool. And it just says it sounds Middle West, like it's all Midwest themed. And the art palette, it's not fallsy per se, but I feel like every good fall movie or something is like based in the Midwest, you know? So like, it's getting me in the mood. I bought the whole series. I think it's like only 3 volumes. Cause I'll probably never buy a comic again. So I love doing that, or I love reading those if I can. I love watching, for me, fall every year is League of Legends, the World Series or the World Championship Series. So Worlds 2021 is going on. Go C9 so far. They were 3-0 and then fucked it up and lost to a 0-3 team, but they're still in it. They beat their best of 5. So I love watching Worlds every year during this time of the year. I don't play League of Legends anymore. Trung, you can attest to this. You don't like it's like, yeah. But it's still fun to watch pro play in my eyes. And then also the last thing I really like to watch is King of the Hill. You'll be surprised, but this show, the cartoon. I own every season, essentially, but I also have Hulu, so it's on there. And they do seasons really well. Like, there's like a shit ton of fall. Like, there's a handful of fall targeted episodes. So they'll have like their Halloween episodes, their Thanksgiving episodes, and there's like Reddit or even like a show like wiki pages dedicated to like pointing out which episode for each season. You know what I mean? But they're really good at showing the passive or through passive, like, or through the background art, I should say, in character design of showing the passing seasons. So like there'll be one season where literally like 10 episodes, like Hank Hill and, you know, his crew are in like flannels or jean jackets. They subtly change like the art of the trees, you know, the leaves turning brown, the leaves dying. The sky is always like, you know, like that dark gray in fall, like it's about to snow, but it never does. I love King of the Hill, and it's like my guilty pleasure of a cartoon. Like Hank Hill has taught me so many lessons, you know, but like, I think it's one of my favorite cartoons that shows the passing of time, like throughout the whole art. Like, it's not like one of those cartoons where here's the obligatory Halloween episode. Like, you know, I think back of like when I was a kid, like Rugrats, you know, with like the Reptar candy and shit.
Yeah. Like all the old Cartoon Network stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, even like all the other networks, like Fairy Godparent, you know, every big show had like that one episode or a new episode for the season, but King of the Hill shows the passing of the whole season through its art style. And I like that. That's like my fucking jam, you know? But yeah, do you have any other mediums from like anything besides games that you like to read or watch?
I'm not really a fall type of person, so not
holy
really.
Why are we doing this episode?
I don't know.
For
you're
me,
the one that suggested it.
It's mainly for me. I'm doing most.
Yeah,
this is helping me get it off my chest.
He just really loves the fall, guys.
Yeah, and if you'll know because one of Couch Cat's like early episodes, we had a fall special, so I fucking love that shit. Okay, well, let's move into some real life favorites. I love specialty coffee flavors, like the flavored beans that come out, you know, like pumpkin beans, and of course like all the local, like we have really good local coffee shops where I live, so we don't have to go to Starbucks, but they are, you know, part of it, but all the local chains or just coffee chains in general have like their specialty flavors that come out, you know, like apple pie stuff, apple cider, or pumpkin spice and pumpkin cold brew, all that shit. And the pastries that go along with it and the pies and shit. Oh my God, dude. But yeah, it's definitely a bakery upgrade, along with the coffee. So, I love that stuff. I love, this is the year where I get to smell like someone on fire. Well, actually, no. burning humans actually smells really bad. I know from experience, but like, I have a bunch. I have a cologne that's called like, City on Fire. And it's inspired by like comic book artists. And like just comic books where like the scene of like a building on fire, and it smells just like, dude, it smells like a building is on fire. And I love that shit. So actually just in today, I go through Lucky Scents, and you can get like testers for like $2 to $3 a piece. So I just got a bunch of like campfire or like woodsy fire. There's even like desert fire. Like I got a bunch of scents that smell, that have some type of like smoky, smell attached to it. And that's like my thing. Like, I mean, I don't buy a cologne for every season. I have like three main colognes I have, but I love like the smoky campfire-esque cologne that I have, and I want to build on it. So I'll probably get in another one out of the sampler.
All I'm learning is that you might secretly be an arsonist.
No, definitely not. No. I just like smelling like one.
So I gotta make sure to tell Sam to keep all the lighters away from you.
But I can also smell like someone who camps all the time but never camps. The military ruined that for me. It's like, I don't want to do that shit again. But also pumpkin ales. So there's some really bad, really shitty pumpkin beer out there, but there's some really good ones. My all-time favorite used to be Line and Kugel's Harvest Patch Shandy. They like stopped shipping it to Virginia. Like I saw someone posting it like on like beertap.com or whatever, or tap.com in like Chicago. And I was like, what the fuck? So they just don't care about the lower half of Northeast anymore. But so this season I really love pumpkin. I love pumpkin from Southern Tier, of course. And then I discovered Sam Adams Jack-O-Lantern beer. And rarely you can kind of trust big name like brands. And Sam Adams actually surprised me because they have some really bad beers. But this and the Porch Rocker are fucking key. But yeah, I love pumpkin beer. Well, I love some of pumpkin beer. And there's a bunch of like nitro beer that comes out too. And then in my area, Trung, where we just moved to, we're surrounded by fall festivals, whether it's like farm based, because we actually went apple picking a couple weekends ago.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. The whole experience, dude, with like the apple picker and everything. We got some like farm raised meat from them because it's a huge farm operation. But we got apples, you know, Sam made a cobbler with it. It's like the picturesque, like it's like the Lifetime channel for fall. So all the events, like there's an event coming up this Saturday. It's called Haymarket Day, and it's going to have a shit ton of vendors and bakeries and all that shit and art, all that stuff. And it's like all downtown. So we're surrounded by stuff like that, and that's really cool. And then also I put this in as a joke, but like I can carry full size now. So a full size pistol and then like all the extra mags, because I can wear a flannel or a hoodie and it won't look like I have like an armory strap to my belt. That's just like me. That's me being me. But yeah, those are like the main fall favorites, of course, in the weather. I can't forget like the whole thing that signifies the season, right? The weather's dope. I don't know about you, Trung, but like especially in like animes or even games, like I think of Persona, because Persona had seasons too. Persona 4, of course. I haven't played 5 yet because I'm a heathen. But like the gray skies that accompany fall, like it's like on the verge of storming but never, you know, it doesn't actually storm. I love that aesthetic, and I love seeing that in real life. So that's cool. I love that shit. And I can't wait to sit outside. We went to Walmart and bought like $6 camping chairs so we could sit outside in our garage and hand out candy in our new house. So I'm like prepared, man. I'm freaking ready. So, and I think Ben's coming over for that too. So it's gonna be interesting.
It's exciting.
Yeah. So I'm trying to embrace it as much as I can, because I know we're going to get to an age where it's like, ah, fuck it. All the seasons are the same, brother. But yeah, that's really it. That's like my guilty pleasure. That's my my fall faves. And I thank you, Trung, for letting me just kind of like ramble for like 40 minutes.
Oh, that's fine. Because then you might have to listen to me talk about winter.
Well, that's fine. I mean, fuck, finally, you know, get to hear someone else for a change. winter's going to be dope. I mean,
it is my favorite season by far.
Then you're in the wrong state, dude.
I know, but I mean, I used to live in Finland, so of course, you know, winter is more associated with
how I
grew up.
Yeah, they used to dress you up as like a little elf.
No, but we had like the super like giant winter coats that basically made you turn into a ball. Because it was really cold, so you had to like really dress up for the winter.
Well, we'll make the promise here, but we will do a winter edition.
Hell yeah.
Because I mean, games have winter, just like they have fall events. And then we want to hear about the Finland adventures of little baby Trung.
All right.
All right. That's it. That's all I got, dude. Do you have any parting words? This is actually an under hour episode.
Nothing, but maybe like a fun factoid that Finland doesn't celebrate Halloween. That's why I never really care for the fall.
Yeah, didn't they have that weird thing with Kingdom Hearts? Or was that Donald Duck thing? What was that? Was that Finland?
What?
Didn't they like ban Donald Duck and stuff? Like, didn't you tell me all these like weird stories?
I think Finland? They did, because he wasn't wearing pants. I think that was the argument, whatever.
But they didn't actually ban Halloween, right?
No. But okay. they just don't celebrate it there. They don't really care for it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so growing up, like, you know, not knowing about Halloween, and then come to America and it's like Halloween everything. It's like, what is this?
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Like, don't I have homework to do?
It's like, wait, I get free candy?
All right. Yeah, we'll do the winter episode then. Thank you for that factoid, Trung. Mm-hmm. Like always, it's always an enjoyment to do these episodes. And of course, thank you to everyone who came to listen to us record live in the Discord. Where we try to do it every week. We stress the try part.
That's because my sister has a tendency to not tell me about plans that she just like drags me along with.
Yeah, Trung is a hostage. So, like every day. But yeah, that's it for the episode. Of course, if you want to, you know, listen to more, or see more, like our blog post and get links to all of our social media and our Discord itself, head over to swordslimepod.com, swordslimepod.com. It's our website, has everything on it, tons of useful information. And again, you'll find our Discord link there, where we post game sales, game news. We'll ask for episode input from our fans to include in the episodes. And then also, like I just said, we record live here. So if you want to be a part of it and hear us live, ask us questions in the Discord, or be like catchy and post a battery life of their laptop. You can do that too.
It's supposed to be the network connection.
Oh, I thought it was the battery life. Anyway, you need to charge your laptop. but yeah, we'd love to have you. And that's really it. Oh, if you want to, actually, there's one more thing. If you want to support the show, please go to our website. You can leave a review on our website and we'll shout out in the next episode. Also, if you use Apple Podcasts, leave a review there. It definitely helps out the show. And we grow our audience the most by far, word of mouth. So if you enjoy the show, and you have friends, family who love, you know, RPGs, JRPGs, and MMORPGs, and what we're spitting, please pass it on. Tell them about us. Every help is appreciated. And we'll be doing another round of stickers soon. I might go with holographic again. They are really sick and they look cool in bottles. So stand by for that. I know Trung is definitely owed one, him and his family. So they just do really cool deals. So like I'm waiting, you know what I mean? The prior anchor support really helped. So we're about to get some stickers, but that's it. It was a fun episode. That's it in the digital studio. Peace out, everyone.
Later, everybody.